So all right, with that crazy thought in mind, sometimes
I need to do my job too, Steve.
All right, how about we do this?
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Luckily, I have prepared for such an event. The lightning round!
It's a Thursday lightning round. Oh, goodness gracious, I hope the Pistons are going down. Because Bill Laimbeer's a clown. I hate him so. The lightning round.
We begin with what was the tweet of the day yesterday, but I need to talk about this again. Joey Votto, the third best Canadian to ever play baseball and the best from Toronto, popped out to the first baseman for the first time in his career after over 6,800 plate appearances. Votto has now popped out to an infielder all of 8 times since 2010, 5 to the shortstop, 1 each to the first, second, and third baseman. Votto is an MVP, a 5-time leader in walks, 378 home runs, 10 years of his 13-year career with an on-base percentage over 400, and he still has less than 10 career pop-up outs.
It's crazy.
Joey Votto having less than 10 career pop-ups outs and only one to the first baseman is blank.
It's borderline made up. If you've ever played baseball, I mean, you could play wiffle ball and just practicing. Be like, you'd probably pop up 1 out of 12, 1 out of 15. These are the best pitchers in the world. It's nuts. I'll tell you what it is. It's one of my favorite stats ever.
That and Joey Gallo has never had a sacrifice. Those are incredible. The two best teams in the NHL's regular season have combined for one win in the playoffs. Tampa Bay Lightning were swept, and the Calgary Flames have lost 3 straight to the Colorado Avalanche after winning Game 1. The Lanch are led by Nathan MacKinnon, Captain Gabriel Landeskog, and the Ultimate Flames destroyer Mikko Rantanen. Colorado now holds a 3-1 series lead with it going back to Calgary for Game 5. Calgary's leading scorer in the regular season was Johnny Gaudreau, who only has 1 point and a -2 rating so far. Fans love upsets, but they also want to see the best teams win. And it's looking like the NHL's first round is proving to be the anti-NBA playoffs, where you have no idea who is going to win and anybody can win the championship. While that's fun, the NHL losing its top 2 seeds, that has to be a bad thing, right? The Flames and Tampa combining for 1 win and now facing elimination is blank.
By the way, could we point out something important here about Johnny Gaudreau, who we discussed once? Maybe last year, Jersey boy.
Oh, I brought that up.
Went to Boston College. So run that question by me again. I was so excited.
The Flames and Tampa Bay combining for 1 win and now facing elimination is blank.
Unthinkable. I in a million years, I know we were sarcastic when I was doing my bracket right before the playoffs, but really, between them, they're going to end up with 1 win? It's unthinkable.
To baseball, Vladimir Vladito Guerrero Jr. is destroying AAA baseball pitchers. Through 5 games, Vladito is hitting .412, 2 home runs, 6 RBIs, and an OPS that's .824. He's literally hitting baseballs out of the ballpark, and the Toronto Blue Jays are blatantly manipulating his future. According to MLB rules, if a player spends more than 171 of the 187 days of the season on the roster, that player has earned a full season, and thus his clock has been set, and his career timetable for arbitration and free agency is set. Examples of this are Chris Bryant, who was on the MLB roster for exactly 171 days, was called up April 17th in 2015. Ronald Acuna, 159 days. Bryce Harper, also 159 days. They were called up on April 25th and April 28th. The Blue Jays have played 19 games so far, meaning that it's about time for Vladito to be called up. The Jays are on a road trip this weekend, and I'm sure that Toronto would want his debut to be at home to sell some more tickets, which would mean their next home game is against my quadruple-A San Francisco Giants. What percent chance do you give Vladito being called up by Tuesday the 23rd?
And thus starting the clock earlier than the team wanted. So it really is usually around May 1st.
No, it's about now. Because I think they've played 19 19 games with their days off. He's looking right around like the high 160s, 170s for being on the roster.
Well, I think that if they're going to make it about the money and the clock starting and time served, they're not going to be bashful about it. So they might decide what inning it is before they call him up. So what's the
chance do you give him being called up by Tuesday?
And which would mean that they get basically to push back arbitration.
Right.
Oh, 90. Trust these guys. And by the way, at 7-12 in a tough division, they may need him to draw attention to the Rogers Center.
Also not playing baseball are Dallas Keuchel and Craig Kimbrell. It's being reported that Keuchel is okay with signing a one-year deal with the right team, which could be San Diego, Milwaukee, Philadelphia, or even going back to the Astros. And Kimbrell's on the Kimbrell front is ice cold. However, the Braves just lost their closer for the season with shoulder inflammation. So what happens first? Keuchel and or Kimbrell are signed, or Vladito is called up.
Oh, so this is by Tuesday.
Yes, possibly by Tuesday. Could also be later.
I really feel like little Vlad is going to be called up Tuesday or Wednesday. So I'm going to go with him. That's my pitch.
Fair enough. The AL East is going the exact opposite that everyone predicted. Tampa Bay Rays are the best team in baseball at 14-4, while the Red Sox sit 8 games back with only 6 wins. The AL Central is also going as planned, with the Indians on top with their 11 wins, but the rest of the division is just as bad as the rest of the AL East. There are 8 teams in these two competitive divisions so far with less than 10 wins. The AL East has to be hoping that the Red Sox will turn things around, but the Central has to deal with the tanking Royals and White Sox. Which division gets all of their teams over 10 wins first, the AL Central or the AL East?
Well, just by the numbers, you've got Baltimore and Toronto have 7 wins, whereas Minnesota and Detroit have 9 and 8. So I'm just going to play the percentages and go with the American League Central.
All right. Last one. The Golden State Warriors have blown a 3-1 lead and a 3-1 point lead in the playoffs. They bounced back from blowing that 3-1 lead in the playoffs by going 16-1 in the 2017 playoffs and then 16-2 in 2018. They're going to be just fine. The Toronto Raptors lost Game 1 to the Orlando Magic of all teams, but also had their own bounce back thanks to a 37-point game from Kawhi the Fun Guy Leonard. The Clippers were 6 wins better than the Raptors, who were 1 win better than the Warriors in the regular season, and they're both tied at 1-1 in their series. The Raptors and Warriors win both of their first round series in over or under 5.5 games.
Wait a minute. Run that by me again.
The Raptors and Warriors will win their first round series in over or under 5.5 games. So this is
Raptors
gonna take 5.
And Warriors. Over. I'm less trusting. I don't trust Toronto. I usually trust Golden State, but I don't know. Something is amiss there, and it may be Durant.